We're going to get right into it right now.
Tell me what's really going on.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm saying.
Creative solutions are everywhere.
Leaders lead leaders.
Policies limit behavior. Culture drives behavior.
If not now, then when?
Whatever the best thing we can do as human beings in this moment, in this time in history, we're going to do that.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Alien Idea Lab podcast, a place where medical educators are tinkering with interesting ideas. And today we're bringing you part two of a two-part conversation that Paul Jenn and I recorded with Sasha Strauss. And in part one, he talked about developing your personal identity. And that episode is up on the Alien SoundCloud. You should go check it out. And today in part two, Sasha's going to share some thoughts about how professional identity relates to leadership and his idea of the chief believer. Really interesting stuff about leadership. Sasha's unique insights into leadership come from his extensive background in brand strategy consulting. He's the founder and managing director of Innovation Protocol, which is a Los Angeles-based brand strategy consultancy that serves huge companies that you've heard of: Google, Disney, Pepsi, Evite, PayPal, the list goes on and on. He also teaches brand strategy at USC's Marshall School of Business and UCLA's Anderson School of Management. He travels around the world speaking about these kind of things, so we're really lucky to have him here today to share with us. So let's jump right back into where we left off for part two with Sasha Strauss. So Sasha, you've talked a lot about leadership and you travel around speaking quite a bit about leadership. And you talk about this idea that people want something to believe in. And that sounds great, like, you know, if you're playing in the Super Bowl. But what about in the hospital, in the day in and day out teaching of residents and med students? Like, how does that apply?
Cool. The emergency department is aptly named. It's a department, it's a group of people working together for the hardest types of situations humans ever have to deal with. And by the way, emergency is literally a universal concept. I mean, we might have different food practices and gods around the world, but we all get what an emergency is. And that's kind of intense to think that you guys have 15 minutes to address some of the biggest challenges, again, that humans as individuals may ever have to experience. So what you notice, though, is that in that 15 minutes, you do not wander like I referenced before, but you say to yourself, what do I know and how can I apply it? It's kind of, I told you a group of the Navy while I also was in Boy Scouts, and you know, they taught us CPR. It was part of the merit badges. And what was the point of CPR? Sometime in your life, someone will be in a moment of distress that you might be able to save using these practices. So instead of being in that emergency moment of 15 minutes and saying, I do not know what to do, I feel horrible, I know what I can do. And that is itself what I'm talking about when you lead your teams. You don't have to save the most lives. You don't have to be the most cost efficient. You don't have to have the best equipment or the most sanitary conditions, because those things, honestly, are probably outside your control as the leaders of the ED. But what is in your control is what you say and do and how you say and do it and who you say it to. You are a leader of people that want to believe in something. The hospital entity itself, they do not get its financial model. They don't understand the rent. They don't understand taxes. It's not what they're going to care about. Okay, next thing. The vehicles that are bringing the patients, it's just outside of their purview. It's not their job to comprehend. What they comprehend is the space that you work in together and the people that lead them in that space.
So I'm going to break in here because Sasha's about to talk about a concept that really blew my mind when I first heard it. And it's the idea of the chief believer. And this is something that after talking with Sasha and thinking about it, something that I've adopted into the way that I try to lead when I'm attending on shift. So prepare your minds to be blown. Here's Sasha.
The chief believer isn't necessarily by title the CEO or the founder or the oldest father or the oldest mother. It's simply the one who believes the most. And when you're led into battle or into the emergency room, you don't want to feel like you're going in alone. You want to feel like you have people that understand you and a path to success. That path is hard to follow if you don't feel like you're making unified decisions. Someone has to stand up and lead those unified decisions. And they may be Paul saying, what shouldn't we do? And they may be Jeffrey saying, what we should do. But what matters most is that they decided in the history of humanity to step up and decide. And that's where I want you guys to use this identity. That's where I want you to say, in the heat of an emergency where 15 minutes would be nice, you've got four before there's trauma to the brain, irreparable damage. You got 4 minutes to make a decision. I know you have the tools. I know you have the people. I know you have all of the medical and pharmacological answers. I just want you to ask yourself, who are you in that situation? And instead of leaving it to chance, come up with the three things. Remind yourself of the three things. Practice the three things. Because that's what the people who follow you want to see and hear.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you think back to medical school and residency, you can think of, Paul, you can probably verify this, you can think of attendings or colleagues who really did that well and who were those chief believers and made a real big difference in the way resuscitations were run and the way that trainees learned.
Right. You know, here's a fun way to like disconnect this from the medical sector for a second. Think about, let's say, like a football team, or maybe think about a band, okay? The quote team captain isn't necessarily the lead singer. It isn't necessarily the one who scores the most, right? All right, that's my point. I'm not asking you to be the one who has to manage the P&L for the ER. I'm not asking you to be the oldest person in the room or have gone to some specific school with a specific credential and done your chief residency somewhere fancy. Yeah. Fine, let those things be what they are, but what matters is who you are right in this moment, and what we will remember most is the experience of you. That's what we will remember most about you, was what it was like to be with you. And you're already making choices, because I promise you guys, you're not walking into meetings naked. Are you? I mean, if you did...
Well, no.
But what I'm saying really is, of course, you put on an outfit because you know there's some governance. You do your hair, you brush your teeth, you shave, whatever. You clean yourself for reasons that mean that you know you're in control of your presence and you're not leaving that presence to chance. I'm asking you to add three or four more factors: what people see, what people hear, what people remember.
Wow. So I'm totally inspired, but I don't necessarily get it. I am a young assistant professor, and like, this makes sense, but can you elaborate more, kind of like expound on this for me?
So as you go through life, you will participate in all types of organizations, sports teams, religious organizations, and you will recognize that each of those organizations not just has a reason to believe and a process to follow, they have a leader you're following. And that leader may lead you for a year, that leader may lead you for a decade, but in the end, everyone who's a part of something is led by someone. Theoretically, look at the evidence. Leaders lead leaders. They don't lead confused and distracted. They lead people who understand that the person who is leading them believes in something and can lead them to health, happiness, success. So whether you're leading a patient through trauma, you're leading a team of people in a room from different practices, from different places, for different reasons, looking at the same patient with the same challenge, that team of people is following someone who could be one of two people. They could be the person who doesn't believe, and imagine working together under that guidance. Or that person, amidst all of the challenge, all of the constraint, all the budgets and the time and the bad technology, that person says, we're still going to do this. We're still going to try, save, teach, enable, educate, whatever the best thing we can do as human beings in this moment, in this time in history, we're going to do that. That person who says that and leads that community will be remembered and cherished for eternity. I'm suggesting that in the environment in which you act and perform as a professional and a human, those people following you, your children, your spouse, your family, your coworkers, your investors, your donors, your volunteers, everyone behind you, not only want to follow you, they need to follow someone who believes like the chief believer should. And I think that that's your role to play. It's your gift to give. Remember, that doesn't mean CEO. It doesn't mean the one with the most money. It just means the one who believes the most.
Well, I'm definitely not the CEO, but really, really interesting way to think about leadership. Sasha, if there's some of our listeners who want to get a hold of you or figure out a little more what you're about, how can they find you?
If you want to interact with me as just an individual, then I think that the best place to go is to Twitter. That's where people publicly communicate. If you want to learn more about me simply as a professional, A professional's public resume is LinkedIn, so you're welcome to sort of sniff around and just when you send me a note, say, Sasha, I heard you on a podcast. I would like to connect with you, and maybe we can connect and talk. If you want to learn more, simply, I mean, never mention my name again, but just learn from the teachings. There's plenty of that stuff online. You can type in Sasha Strauss in Amazon. There's some books that I would recommend. I get no credit for sharing those books with you. It's just content sources for you.
Tremendous. Sasha, thank you so much. It is so great to have you come and join us to share your insight with our audience. And so Paul and I are just really thankful for your time.
Hey, peace to brothers and sisters listening all over the world. I mean it every time I say it. You're the one saving the real lives. It doesn't matter who that person is. Remember, if the dictator of the world's worst nation in history came to your table, you would still save them. You would still save them. Imagine what that means in the history of human existence.
Wow, some really interesting stuff there from Sasha. Really cool. As we reflect on our leadership roles in hospitals, in academics, outside the hospital, how can we be that chief believer? How can we give the people that follow us something to believe in? This is the Alium Idea Lab podcast. Alium is a virtually based, not-for-profit medical education startup. Check us out on the interwebs at alium.com for more goodness. Our theme music is composed by Bobby and Susie, with thanks to Chris Joffrey for the hookup there. You can continue the conversation with us on Twitter, at Alium Team. Paul Jun is at JunLikeFun, and I am at Jeff_Riddell.